in verse 12, I mean, it clearly says at the end there, it says, O Lord, he says, we shall not die. He says, I just can't believe that you're going to let me die. You know, I can't believe that you're going to let me be punished and taken captive. But he says, O Lord, thou hast ordained them for judgment. He's saying, I know that you're the one whose idea it was for them to come and take over. It wasn't just something that they're doing. He says, it was your plan. You ordained them to judge us. And he says, and Almighty God, thou hast established them for correction. See, they're being used by God to correct this wicked nation. Thou art a purer eyes than to behold evil, and canst not look on iniquity. Wherefore lookest thou upon them that deal treacherously, and holdest thy tongue when the wicked devoureth the man that is more righteous than he, and makest men as the fishes of the sea, as the creeping things that have no ruler over them. They take up all of them with the angle. They catch them in their net, and gather them in their drag. Therefore they rejoice and are glad. Therefore they sacrifice unto their net, and burn incense unto their drag. Because by them their portion is fat, and their meat plenteous. Now here's what he's talking about here. He's using an illustration of a fisherman who's using a net to fish, dragging a great net through the sea. Now, in verse number 14, he says, and makest men as the fishes of the sea. What he's talking about, he's saying that the people in Judah at this point have no leadership. They have no ruler over them. He says they're just scattered to and fro like sheep that have no shepherd. And what's happening is when this great army of Nebuchadnezzar is coming in, he says it's almost like they just have to just scoop up these sitting ducks, so to speak, because they're just floundering around like fish. They have no ruler over them. He says, they take up all of them with the angle, they catch them in their net and gather them in their drag. Therefore, they rejoice and are glad. They just swoop them up and scoop them up. Look, isn't that just so indicative of our nation? No strong leadership. Isn't that so indicative of our churches, of our nation? There's no strong leadership. Nobody wants to stand up and just say, this is right, this is wrong, I don't care what you say, I'm going to give you a clear, definitive statement, not politics, not what's popular, I'm just going to lay it out for you and tell you what I believe. Well, I don't know that much about the gubernatorial candidates that we just had, but you know, Janet Napolitano, I can talk about it legally after the election. Janet Napolitano and Len Munsell, the two candidates. But from what I understood, Len Munsell seemed like he was really taking a stand for a lot of the right things. That's the way I saw it. I don't know, maybe I'm wrong about that, but from what I saw, he seemed to be really making it clear what he believed on a lot of things. And then maybe that's why he lost, and he only got 35% of the vote. And we have Governor Janet. God help us all. We've got some short-haired woman in the governor's seat that does not, never been married, never had kids, a single short-haired woman, Janet Napolitano, leading this state. God help us. That's ridiculous. Say, I don't like that kind of preaching. Well, I don't care whether you like it or not. That's the truth. God doesn't want that woman to be in charge, that liberal Democrat, that abortion-supporting, gay-loving, ungodliness. Yes, that's right. Yes, we don't have a good leader in Arizona tonight. Yes, we have an ungodly leader. Yes, the people in Arizona are like the fishes of the sea that have no ruler over them, and we're just sitting ducks for the ungodly to come in and take over and destroy our land. Yes, that's the truth tonight. Where's the strong leadership in this country? Where's a man, yes, I said a man, that would stand up and be a leader in this country and say, I'm going to fight for what's right. I don't care what the polls say. I don't care what people think. I don't care what my constituents think. I care what God thinks. A leader that would stand up. And you say, well, Pastor Anderson, we're just not going to have that in America. I mean, good night. It's 2006. That's just the way America is. We're not going to have that in Arizona and California and the United States. It's just not going to happen. Well, can we have it in church then, please? I mean, good night. If we're not going to have it in the White House, if we're not going to have it in the governor's house, if we're not going to have it at the city council, if we're not going to have it anywhere, can we have it in the house of God? Huh? Can we have the house of God with a man of God that gets up and preaches and shares what he believes from the Bible? Amen. I mean, if there's one place where a man of God should be able to just get up and say, look, I love you, and I love God, but you know what? I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm going to say what it is, and I don't care whether you like it or not. You can say anything you want about what I preach, but you know what I preach is in the Bible. And I prove everything that I preach out of the Bible. And I study the Bible, and I read the Bible. And if I'm wrong on something, I can see it out of the Bible, I'll quit preaching it. I'll change. But you know what? I'm not going to tone down my preaching from the Bible because spoiling and violence are before me, and there are that raise up strife and contention. Therefore, the law is slacked. Hey, bring all the strife and contention you want my way. Huh? Come, meet me after the service and bring me some strife and contention about what I'm preaching out of the Bible and see if it changes. See if the law slacks when you strive with me about what I preach. It's not going to happen.